From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. At the Taubman Museum of Art, All She Surveys, a new exhibit from 16 mid to late career women artists that have never been at the Taubman before. Cindy Peterson is the executive director.
Celebrating with them, and especially on our late night on Friday, June 7th, where we'll have different spotlight talks in the gallery where these artists have not had a solo show at the museum or been in a larger group show.
The annual Studio Art Exhibition showcases works by Roanoke College art majors and minors. It's ongoing now from 1 to 4 p.m. daily at Roanoke College's Olin Hall Galleries. The Minnesota-based nonprofit ArtSpace says more than 800 local creatives who participated in their survey expressed an interest in affordable apartments and studio space. ArtSpace develops affordable living and workspaces for artists. Wendy Holmes, Senior Vice President, says ArtSpace ROA will fit in well with developer Ed Walker's mixed-use plans for the Roanoke Industrial Center at 9th Street Southeast in Roanoke.
It's kind of like creating a new city within the city, so I think it's going to be very vibrant, and I think this part of it with the artists will be both a cornerstone for the campus, something very special, but also I think it will be a catalyst for other creative uses on the campus.
Holmes says the next step is to identify which building on the 9th Street campus best suits the ArtSpace project. Cactus Lee, Lamplight, and Jacob Ritter at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday. Board President Bruce C. Bryan and venue manager John Pence were in the studio recently.
If you buy a ticket to a show and you don't love it, just let John or one of the volunteers know that Bruce said I could get a ticket to another show. They're going to enjoy themselves. So take a chance because it is good music.
Lamp at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday, Dylan Cert at Five Points on Saturday, in a benefit for SARA, which helps survivors of sexual assault. The 24th annual Open Studios Tour in Roanoke returns this Saturday and Sunday. Six neighborhoods, 40 artists who will welcome the public into their creative spaces. All sorts of art will be on display and for sale. Raven Sky McDonough uses mixed media and collage to produce her works.
I love people and talking to people, and I love the reactions to my artwork, and they see different things in it than maybe I intended.
See OpenStudiosRoanokeTour.com for a map of all the locations where you can meet artists this weekend. And Salem After Five begins its season of music and mingling this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Salem Farmers Market with local favorite Domino. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.